Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
Hello, Bob's.
Hey, John.
Ah, Bob's is on Skype, which explains her deep voice. Or maybe there's something else which explains your deep voice, Bob's.
It's just early in the morning.
Ah.
It gets higher as the day gets later.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it is early in the morning. Thank you for reminding me of that. Oh, dear. Another retail brand in hot water over claims of racism. Prada? What's Prada done?
Yes, so Prada in Soho, that particular store, on Friday, a New York lawyer, she's actually a human rights lawyer, I mean, of all things, so she really knew about this. She was walking past, her name's Chinyera Ezi, she was walking past the store, and in the window she saw these keychains, and they were little monkey trinkets with these huge red lips, and she had just been to the Smithsonian, that history museum, American History Museum, where she'd seen all these awful displays of the sort of 19th century caricature books of Little Black Sambo and other kind of blackface memorabilia, which were exposing these things. And then she saw this window display and she just could not believe that they looked exactly the same. They were also $550 a piece, I might add.
Wow.
And she took to Twitter and Facebook and she said, what are you thinking, Prada? These are blackface. These are harking back to a very, very different time in America. And Twitter just blew up over it and people just posted and posted. And very soon Prada did actually release a statement and said, look, it wasn't blackface. These were imaginary creatures that have no reference to the real world, but they are going to pull them off the shelves. So,
yeah, you'd think at some point companies would, I don't know, just consult a diversity consultant.
Exactly.
Say, is this going to get us into trouble? Anyway, a first of its kind study into how screen time affects children's brains.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, we've been hearing about this for a long time, that having too much time on screens isn't good for kids, probably not for us either. But now the National Institute of Health in America, a federal government project in the US, is launching its most ambitious project, and it will look at the impact on the children's brains as well as emotional and mental health. And just to give you the scope of the study, it's going to take place in 21 states across the US, and it's already begun. They're going to be performing brain scans on 9 and 10 year olds. 11,000 children will be followed for over a decade in what's going to cost $300 million, the study. And the first wave of data has been collated. And they're saying that, this is interesting, research notes the difference between the brains of children who use smartphones and who are exposed to screens for more than 7 hours a day. And they can see red colors on the scan representing a thinning of the cortex, which is the outer part of the brain, responsible for the body's senses processing. And so they're not sure what that means. They don't quite know what that red color means right now, but they're going to keep their eye on it. They'll be able to tell us eventually whether this causes addiction and other problems.
I've just had a look at my screen time app on my phone, and I see I've used my – it's only, 16 minutes past 6, and I've already used my phone for 11 minutes today, and 7 minutes of that was unproductive. I wonder what the other 4 minutes were fun. And then the final topic this morning, Facebook in trouble again for leaking users' photos.
Yeah, I mean, this broke on Friday, and they basically have taken 3 months to tell us. So now in September, for a period of 12 days, third-party app developers had access to people's photographs, even ones that weren't shared publicly. So they also explained that 6.8 million users, of those, some of them might have started to upload a photo, like one sometimes does, and then changed their mind and not uploaded it. They've had access to all these millions of photos, and they're not quite sure what this means, but they took 3 months to tell people, and they say it's because they were investigating the issue, and they were trying to work out how to build a meaningful way to notify people.
Rubbish. They were working out a way to make an excuse, which would be credible.
Exactly. But they say that there's going to be a way to go and have a look if you were impacted by this photo leak on Facebook. So they'll message you if you were a victim.
I told you you shouldn't have posted a picture of yourself, Barbara.
I know. I'm regretting it immediately.
Bobs, thank you very much. Bobs' World, same time again tomorrow.